I'm Tricia Childers, and welcome to the Home on Purpose podcast. For those of you who are new, this program is all about helping you get your physical living spaces to function well. I want your home to be easier to manage and easier to live in so that you and your family can relax and be free to enjoy life a little bit more. Now, since one of the big reasons that a home might not function well is if it's clogged with extra and unnecessary stuff, as you can imagine, a big part of home management involves removing the clutter and the excess and organizing your storage space as well. But in this podcast, I will be explaining why spontaneous decluttering and reorganizing can actually be dangerous. And I'm going to illustrate this with an analogy. So imagine that you're going about your regular day and you feel a little pain in your wrist, but it's not so bad, so you shake it off and keep going. And then maybe an hour later, you're working on something else and there's that pain again. And as the pain gets a little stronger and it starts to bother you more and more often, eventually you're going to think to yourself, I need to do something about this. You might put an ice pack on it, or maybe rub some essential oils, or take an old school pain pill, but you do something to make the pain go away. And it works. The pain does go away and you enjoy the relief and you move on with your day as normal. But then later on, after the treatment wears off, the pain comes back, sometimes even worse than before. Why? Because you only relieved the symptoms. You didn't solve the problem. Now, just to be clear, doing something to relieve the immediate pain was not a bad idea. It was probably even necessary, but only medicating the pain is not enough. I share this analogy because it so perfectly illustrates how so many of us handle home management frustrations. You go to get something from a closet and it's such a mess. There's way too much stuff. It's crammed in no particular order, and it's doubly irritating because you know that half of it is probably useless clutter anyway. But you shake it off, you get what you need, and you move on with your day. Then a week later, you need something else and that closet. Over time, it irritates you again and again, and it gets worse and worse until you finally say, you know what? I'm tired of dealing with this closet. Enough is enough. I'm going to do something about it. So you get all fired up. Maybe you check Pinterest for ideas, or you watch a motivational video on YouTube, and you roll up your sleeves and get to work. You pull everything out of that closet, make a giant mess, and then you clean off the shelves, toss the trash, put all of the clutter and excess into donation bins, and put everything else back in the most beautifully organized way. And it works. The next time you open the door to that closet, you feel good about what you see. Everything is easy to find and organized well. What a relief. And right there is unfortunately where most home organization programs stop. They're designed to motivate you to declutter, downsize, and rearrange your stuff, and that's all. But here's the problem. A week later, a month later, 2 months later, all of that beautiful progress fades. Stuff gets moved around. You realize you got rid of something that you shouldn't have. More stuff drifts into that closet from other parts of the house, and those old frustrations grow back until eventually you end up right back where you started. Now, just to be clear, decluttering, downsizing, and reorganizing are all good things. In fact, I use that combination so much that I just call it DDR for short. And if you're familiar with the Home on Purpose program, you've definitely heard me use that phrase over and over again. DDR, as I said, is not a bad thing to do. In fact, it is often necessary. But just like taking that pain medication, all it really does is soothe the symptoms temporarily. DDR will never be enough on its own. In fact, let's go back to that wrist analogy for a minute. Pretend that a friend of yours shared with you that she has been having this weird, irritating pain in her wrist and it keeps coming back no matter what she does. What would you tell her to do? Go to the doctor, of course, because a doctor can diagnose the real problem. Doctors will ask you detailed questions that you might not even think to ask. They'll take x-rays and MRIs and run other tests to glean as much information as possible. And a good doctor will continue to dig until the underlying cause of the pain is discovered. Hey, it might be carpal tunnel syndrome. It could be early signs of arthritis. You might have a hairline fraction that you didn't even know about. Whatever the diagnosis turns out to be, you'll still be glad you went to the doctor because that diagnosis will give you clarity. Now the doctor can help you create a treatment plan that actually has a chance of working. Yes, some form of pain relief will probably be included, but that's only a small part of a much bigger plan for true healing in the long run. Quite often when I'm coaching a client on her home, I feel as if I'm almost providing a similar service as the doctor. She comes to me with the symptoms of frustration, like an obnoxious closet, and I help her diagnose the real problem. I ask questions, look for patterns, and dig into the habits of the entire household. Where did the clutter come from in the first place? When was the last time you organized the closet, and how quickly did that progress dissipate? Who else uses that closet? Where else in the house have you experienced the same kinds of frustrations? And I keep digging and digging until I've traced those symptoms of frustration all the way down to the underlying cause. And just like with a doctor, when that happens, we get amazing clarity. Once we understand why the closet functions the way that it does, we're able to devise a treatment plan that won't unravel a month later. And yes, the solution probably includes some decluttering and downsizing, but we also talk about how to prevent new, unnecessary, and extra stuff from filling that space again in the future. This means talking about shopping habits and getting on the same page with your husband, which is not always easy. And sure, the solution probably includes some reorganizing, but again, we have to make a plan for building better habits to keep it that way. So we'll talk about things like coaching your kids on taking more responsibility around the house and sticking to the tidy up routines. Those are the kinds of solutions that are really going to be effective. So if all of this stuff is necessary, why don't the other home organization programs offer all of this? Unfortunately, it's the same reason why there are so many miracle diet pills on the market, because what most people really want is a quick fix. And the kind of home treatment plan that I just described takes focus and intentionality and time. And that can feel intimidating, especially for a busy woman who may not have that much time to spare. But using one of those halfway solutions only means that you're going to be wasting that precious time and energy on a solution that doesn't really last. Now, I completely understand the thrill of a spontaneous DDR day. When you drop those boxes off at the donation center, it feels so freeing. And when you open that closet and see everything organized so beautifully, it is so satisfying. And you should feel proud of yourself. DDRing takes work and effort and sacrifice. But as wonderful as that spontaneous DDR day feels, that's how discouraging it will be as the weeks pass and you have to watch all of that wonderful progress fall apart. Now, I've titled this podcast, The Dangers of Spontaneous Decluttering and Reorganizing, but I hope I've made it clear that the dangerous part is not the act of DDRing, it's the belief that randomly and impulsively DDRing whichever corner of your home just happens to bug you most at the moment is going to be enough. In the same way that you would tell a friend with chronic wrist pain to go to the doctor, I am telling you, when you experience symptoms of frustration with your physical living spaces, instead of self-medicating with spontaneous DDRing, take the time to diagnose the real problem, identify the underlying sources of frustration, and find a way to solve each problem at its core. Of course, the question now becomes, how? You might be thinking, I agree, Trish. Yes, that sounds like exactly what I should do. But how am I supposed to do that? Well, over the years, I've diagnosed home management frustrations so many times that I've started noticing similarities and patterns. I realized I was asking the same kinds of questions and prompting the same kinds of reflections, especially at the very beginning of the process. And I found myself wishing there was a way to teach the Home on Purpose women how to diagnose their homes on their own. And that's when I had the idea for the home diagnostic tool. In this instructional guide, I walk you through four successive phases of everything I just talked about: recognizing symptoms, writing reflections, asking questions, digging deeper, noticing patterns, and ultimately working towards a solid plan of action. There's also now an audiobook version available so that you can listen to it while you run errands, cook dinner, exercise, whatever. Whichever format you use, if you follow the diagnostic process all the way through to the end, then you will know confidently which areas of your home truly merit your attention most and first, what the underlying causes of frustrations really are, and you'll have a strong plan for moving forward. Now, if you have ever had one of those big bursts of energy where you DDR'd a whole section of your home, you should feel absolutely proud of that good work. I am simply challenging you the next time around to dig a little bit deeper and focus on the long term so that all of that wonderful progress will last. Well, I hope you enjoyed this podcast on the dangers of spontaneous DDRing. And if you'd like to learn more about the home diagnostic tool, click the button next to the podcast or visit practicalfamily.org/homeonpurpose and click on instructional guides. Until next time, this is Tricia Childers, and thank you so much for joining me here at Home on Purpose.